And I am very happy now to bring into the conversation John Nichols of The Nation magazine. He covers national politics. John Nichols, I know you've been on hold there for a moment, so I'm very appreciative of your patience. And I don't know, do you want to weigh in on that conversation I just had with Dave?
Well, I thought Dave offered an interesting perspective. It's sort of the mainstream political pundit perspective. And that's good to have it. I'm not in that camp. I'm not in the D.C. crowd. So my sense is that the real crisis here has almost nothing to do with Ukraine or Zelensky or anything like that. And certainly has nothing to do with Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or anything like that. I mean, the real crisis here is a president of the United States believing that he can use his office to influence the next election. And when we get too far beyond that, I always get a little concerned because, of course, if we're going to say that that our concern is corruption, right? Well, then we're going to need to clear out most of the House and Senate, right? Because these are people who get elected by taking money from special interests and governing in a narrow lane that satisfies those special interests, right? So, and I would venture to say that if I asked the first 100 Americans on the street about that, you'd get about 95% agreement. And so corruption exists. There's no doubt of that. And the question is, where do we deal with it? How do we deal with it? If we derail this impeachment because we don't like the Bidens, or if we derail this impeachment because we don't like previous presidents, or we don't like how our government operates, then we give the biggest gift ever to the most corrupt players in politics, because the gift that is given will be a congressional and societal imprimatur for future presidents to say, hey, I got elected. I can use this office to make sure I get reelected. And that is the core reason that the impeachment power was created. It wasn't, I mean, there's the fantasy of bribery and, you know, all these other things, right? But, you know, let's go to the reality of what concerned the founders. And I've read all the documents from the Founding Commission. Their concern was that someone would make themselves a king for 4 years and would seek to perpetuate that monarchical power, perhaps for longer. And in fact, that the whole point of the American Revolution, a revolution against imperial power, might be lost. And I think right now we're at that point. And there are two steps by which the president may be held to account. The first, of course, is this impeachment trial. And I'm not such a cynic that I ever believe it's impossible. You know, I always think, you know, who knows? Maybe the president's national security advisor will come out with a book that says the president did everything he's accused of.
I doubt it. Or, I mean, that's like his ex White House chief of staff coming out saying he agreed with his former national security advisor.
Right. I mean, that's crazy, right? Yeah. But imagine something like that could happen. So I always hold out the possibility that at some point maybe there's a break, right, and something bigger occurs. But if this doesn't happen, remember that the impeachment power exists to hold the president to account. And historically, it has never held the president to account in the Senate, right? No president has ever been removed by the Senate. And that's with, you know, the Johnson impeachment, the Clinton impeachment, the Nixon progression toward an impeachment that, you know, didn't really even get through the House. The Senate's never done this. But history tells us that impeachment has often led to accountability at the next election. And so, to my view, what's going on here now is really important. It's important on the basic level of the trial. But it is important on the broader level of our small d democratic politics. And I hope that people will ultimately vote either in the Senate or at the ballot box to say that presidents should not use their positions to advance their tenure in office. Right? You can take a stand on an issue. You can, you know, advocate. You can speak up. President can, anytime he wants, criticize Joe Biden. Anytime he wants, criticize Hunter Biden. But if the president uses his power to force an investigation of a individual he doesn't like who might be a political rival, I mean, that's pretty much the end of it, right? It's from a, if we allow that to be common practice, we've entered into a zone where corruption doesn't just, you know, it isn't just something we talk about intellectually, right, or do comparisons. Corruption will be, you know, the game of the day. And I dare say that future presidents will feel empowered to do far worse things than Donald Trump did. So I think it's a big deal.
John Nichols, many lawmakers since the end of today's trial have now been speaking with the press. We want to turn some of that around and see what they're saying. I want to make sure we're respecting your time. I know we called you out of the blue. We weren't anticipating the defense
team. I know
they
finished early.
We knew they were going to finish early. I wasn't anticipating this early.